And the South realized that it was very important if they were going to neutralize the advantage that the North had in industry and transportation for them to gain control of the railroad. In order to move men through the mountains, it was necessary to have a fairly substantial road with a good road base. And so I suspect there was a dual purpose, not only in protecting the B&O Railroad, but also in protecting the turnpike, because the turnpike gave the North direct access into the central part of the Shenandoah Valley. In order to keep these northern troops out of the Shenandoah Valley, the South knew that it had to maintain some kind of a force or some kind of control over the Stanton-Parkersburg Turnpike.
And this made the railroad and the turnpikes very, very strategically important as the Civil War warmed up. And this was a critical area then for the North to control, for the South to try to keep.
And dark war clouds were rising everywhere in the region served by the turnpikes.
January 1st, 1861. Secession is the cry for the South, and I greatly fear its poisonous breath is being wafted northward towards Virginia on the wings of fanatical discontent. I, for one, feel sure that it signals the separation of our beloved old state from the family in which she has long lived and been happy.
It was me and 100 more to America sailed o'er. Our fortunes to be making, we were thinking. But when we landed in Yankee land, they put a rifle in me hand, saying, "Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln." And it's here now, boys, do take my advice. To America I'll have yous not be coming, for there's nothing here but war and the murdering.